Good morning. 7:21 a.m. Yes, 7:21 on August 15th, 2013. I'm an hour late because I had to take the kid to school this morning. And she needed to be there at 6:45. So that meant I couldn't go for my walk at 6 o'clock. I wouldn't have been back in time. So yeah, yesterday was pretty much lay around the house until UPS showed up. 17:18. 17 1/4, not a great first mile, but I didn't have any music this morning. The Pandora decided it wasn't going to connect for me today. I don't know if that's a Pandora problem or if I have overstayed my welcome in the free side or what, but we'll see. Anyway, yeah, UPS brought the galleys yesterday. The cover looks good. Not great, but good. I'm going to have to request new galleys. So I'm going to swap off the cover for the pretty one that includes the star charts on it. I've started going through it. And Dan Sawyer tipped me to this little trick. So go through and mark up the galley. Usually I go through, thumb through, check the headings, make sure the pages line up. That's about it for when I get to the galley. But the truth is, I sat down with a pile of post-it notes and a pen and started marking up the galley. I'm at chapter 6. I think I've used 15 post-it notes. Not to record the changes, but to record the pages where the changes occur. So when I sit down with the book and my word processor, I can go through and correct them all. I'm really kind of bummed because the stuff isn't fixed. Stuff I thought I had fixed is not fixed. And I'm concerned that it's also not fixed in the ebook as well. So, yeah, kind of tedious, but I'm going to get it right before I pull the trigger on it. So I've still got a lot of the book to go through today, but with any luck at all, I'll get it done. I'll get it at least proofed through today, and then maybe take tomorrow and enter the changes into the two books. See how it works out. So it's a lovely morning this morning. It's a little bit later than normal. Got kids out moving around, headed for school. I've seen a school bus already today. School day there doesn't really start. It started about 5 minutes ago. It's 7:15 now. It used to be 7:30, but the new schedule, they've added a half hour. So 15 more, and usually I think it's 10 more in the morning and 20 more at night. So I went back to solarclipper.com and started looking at stuff. Somebody reported that the covers weren't loaded, and I realized that the covers were trying to load scaled down versions of the huge PNG covers that were the high quality print, and it was like not working very well. So I went through and scaled them all down, and this morning I got a whole email full of scaled down covers from the same guy. So thanks for the covers, but I'd already taken care of it by the time I saw your email this morning. Also, I had to change the theme again. The theme that I had does not support top navigation. So the line across the top of links was overflowing into ways that made it impossible to actually use. So I had to scrap that theme. I went back to one of the earlier ones. And I think I gave up threaded comments. But it's a clean, lightweight theme. It works pretty well. It's not terribly responsive to mobile. I'll have to work with that. But now what I need to do is get the books moving. The website is good enough. It's got a little star field at the top. It's actually an old version of an existing template, so it's not completely bogus. I had to rebuild the menu, but that's all right. It's okay. It works. So half past August, we've got a couple of weeks yet before we have to get September. We're having the ramp up to our normal operating schedule happening here. I suspect I'm going to have a lot of these mornings where I need to shift my walk to 7 rather than 6. It's probably just as well, given that 6 o'clock the sun isn't up yet here anymore. But the daughter has, she's now in the concert chorale, which is the invitation only subset of choir people at the high school. And it's quite a coup for her as a sophomore to be invited to participate. But what that means is that she also has a certain amount of time when she has to be there, at like 6:45 or perhaps 6:30, I don't know. Today she had to be there at 6:45 because they have to rehearse, I think it's Star Spangled Banner, because they're singing it today or perhaps tomorrow for a pep rally or something. Eastern Reach, here we go. Sun is bright, I'm glad I wore my cap. So yeah, I'm going through, I'm marking up the galley, crossing out words, I'm changing words. There's places where the words just don't work. Monkpo. I'm not changing the story. I'm just cleaning up the too many fingers doing the editing. Well, and I look at it and I thought, well, you know, when we first put this together, it was pretty cool. It was pretty good. Looking at it now, it's like, oh, no, it's not really. It's okay. It's only barely adequate. I'm shocked. I'm appalled that it actually won the book award. The Forward National Forward Literature or Forward National Literature Book Award, whatever it was. Because, quite honestly, it's kind of crappy. The new internals are really quite nice. Although, I have to say that I'm looking at the page and my eye keeps making the paragraph breaks wider. Like there's an extra bit of leading at the end of the paragraph, or perhaps at the beginning of the paragraph, that is setting them off once they hit the page on paper. Something with the way CreateSpace is interpreting the chapter breaks, the paragraph breaks. It makes them look off. So you scan down the page, it's not a nice gray page, it's got a gap in it. It doesn't show up in the PDF. I checked the PDF, and the PDFs are perfectly evenly spaced. And it's almost as if CreateSpace is putting something in. Or perhaps it's just my eyeball. And the fact that a shorter line above is making the paragraph under it look further away. I don't know. The other thing I noticed is that CreateSpace seems to think it's 225 pages long, when the PDF itself... Oh, that's because I don't start counting at the front, that's right. Front matter adds it in, never mind. Brr. But I did get half share ready to go yesterday, including the cover. Now, of course, I've got to change the cover again. But I also have to change the credits, because when I change the cover, I'm using different artwork. I need to add a photo credit to the front matter. Oh, it's always something. You see, these little details, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these little details. But we'll get it. We'll get it. We'll get it. Getting it cleaned up, getting it straightened out, getting it established so that it's correct. We'll get there. do have to get recording though. That'll be next week and the week after, I guess. Because I've got to finish recording Cypheria's Call and get that up on Patio Books. Got to get South Coast ready for an editor. I haven't reconstructed the cover yet for that. I've got to go find the cover that's actually in an inbox, I hope, in an inbox somewhere. Did I miss the monk pole? Quite likely. My brain is going a million miles a minute here and my mouth is not moving very much at all. I'm ready for the second half of my coffee. I got a little bit before I got underway this morning. I could use some more breakfast. There goes my friend with the lawnmower. This is Thursday morning, not Friday morning or Wednesday morning. This is Thursday morning. He's just finishing up his second pass of the week. I mow mine every other week. He mows this one twice a week. That's probably just as well. What the elder daughter has planned for today. New mown grass here, smells good. Geez, I wonder if the tree guys are going to come today. I expected them yesterday, they didn't show up. Said they'd be here this week, so. It's either today or tomorrow. So pretty consistent, 17 and a half minutes, 17 and a quarter on the first half, 17 and a half on the second. Not too bad, not too bad. I'm considering that I didn't have any music on the first part. I've been pretty consistent. Am I walking while I'm talking? And even walking while I'm thinking. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.